we're back to the Neil Haley show. And when we talk about in life and we deal with certain things, we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're unhappy. We really don't feel like we're living the life we want to. There's someone here that's going to help us through this process, because you have to live the life you want to live. And if you're not living that life, there has to be a reason. So I'm excited to welcome the program. Deborah Moorhead. Deborah, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thank you, Neil. I am great. And I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Deborah, when I start thinking about, you know, the specifics of, when I think about the specifics of just, of, you know, the whole process of living the life you want to live, so many people feel like, I just missed it. I'm going to have an unhappy marriage, or I'm really not being the parent I want to be. You know what? I just feel like life has passed me by and I've really not accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. How do we stop that? How, so we can achieve goals we want to achieve? What is the reason we're doing that? How do we get out of that rut?
You know, Neil, that's exactly, people come to me, obviously, as a therapist, marriage, family therapist, people come to me all the time. And they are coming to me exactly for those reasons. They are, they're unhappy in their marriage and they're fighting all the time, or they find that they keep yelling at their kids and nothing is happening the way they want it to. Or they're even unhappy with their own health and that they're not really doing a good job of taking care of them. That's exactly what happens. And when I work with people, there are three things that I consistently do so that they can finally stop doing all the things that get in their own way and get what they actually deserve, what they desire in their lives. And the three things that I talk about and I spend time to make sure they really know is, first of all, they need to know themselves. And that's a broad thing, right? But the bottom line is, you cannot change something if you don't even know why you're doing it or that you're doing it.
Right. Exactly. And so you see a lot of people that just don't know what they're really doing or don't really have a plan of action, and what they do, they just go with emotions.
And that's exactly what it is. Yes. You know, one of the things that I consistently say, and obviously I'm a therapist, so I look at this, is that so often we bring our past, stuff that we experienced in our childhood, things that we've experienced in past relationships, and we bring those things into the present situation, and then we are reacting from those places. And when that happens, and more often than not, we're not even aware of it, but when that happens, we are behaving in a way that will actually get the opposite of what we want. And why that's that? Why they don't know what's going on.
Why?
You know, our brain. So let me give a good example, because I think that will really help things. The way that our brain works is we have our hind brain, but it basically works to try to protect ourselves, to try to get our needs met, to try to survive. That's the way that our brains are made. And so in childhood, so if I give an example where we're in childhood, and let's just say, let's make it something, you know, kind of known. Let's just say we have one of our parent, our father is an alcoholic parent. And so comes home, you know, drunk some nights, may yell at mom, other issues that are going on. And so that creates a sense of not feeling safe. It may it creates a sense of not feeling like important. I'm not cared for. I'm not important enough. And so then we get into a relationship And let's just say my partner's not necessarily an alcoholic, but my partner said they were going to be there at a certain time, but they ran late and they didn't let me know. And they didn't text, they didn't let me know. And all of a sudden, I go back into that feeling of I'm not really important or I'm not cared for. And by the time my partner comes home, I'm basically screaming and yelling at them. And that's what we do over and over again. And that's just like one small example of that.
Oh, yeah. It's we want to practice a specific thing, yet we practice the opposite. Exactly. We don't want to yell at our kids, but yet we yell at our kids because we're in a certain mode. We don't, we want to punish and set guidelines, but because we're too exhausted, we don't. These are the things we want to be nice to our significant other, but yet because of what triggered us, that doesn't happen. Those are the things, right?
That, yes. And that's why I always start with the self-awareness, because if you don't understand some of those triggers and where they come from and why they're there, if you don't understand them, then you will be consistently behaving in ways that are the exact opposite of what
you want to behave.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. And it's hard sometimes to understand what people want and what they need. So you really have to look at yourself and look at the reactions and say, what reactions are causing arguments? What reactions are causing people to be upset? Right. You shouldn't do that again.
Exactly. And that's why then I go in after I make sure the people I'm working with have a clear understanding, self-awareness, they know themselves. Then, of course, we've got to go into the second piece that I always do is controlling themselves. Because just because you're aware of it, your brain is still going to want to react to those triggers.
Can that stop? But can you stop it? Never, we'll say sometimes say people can't change. Can they really?
Oh, yes. Yes. Always. I mean, I would not be in this business if I did not believe people can change. Plus, I've seen it thousands and thousands of times. So, yeah, the whole purpose is we think that, this is my feeling and these are my thoughts. So I have every right to say whatever I want and react however I want. And yet that is always going to shoot yourself in the foot. It is always going to work against you. Again, remember that survival brain that we have. The best example is, if I'm going for a hike and I've got to get back down to my car, and all of a sudden I see this, up ahead of me, I see this snake in amongst the leaves. My hindbrain is going to go, snake, right? Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. It's a rattlesnake. I live in California. Right. It's protecting me. Yes. And then I decide, okay, wait a minute, you know what? What do I need to do? So I decide to get a long stick. I take the stick, I go push it underneath it. I flip the snake out of the way. And I realize that it is a curly, dirty piece of bark from a tree. That's what our brain is doing all the time.
And we react sometimes to that, and we have to stop ourselves from reacting. So, Deborah, this is a topic that, trust me, you really understand that. People need to contact you. Where's the best place they can connect with you? Where can they go?
Yeah. And the best place to connect is debbiemoorhead.com. You can learn all about what I can offer. And the bottom line is when you work with me, you will feel happier and you will get the results that you want in your life and your relationships.
All right. Well, thanks again, Debbie, for coming by, and I really appreciate the time, and thanks for coming on the show. Take care. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Neil. You're listening to and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.